presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, many things happened in the camp of the Purple Triangle. First came Shanghai Lil's defiance of Derek Bluger. Then the threatened mutiny of the soldiers who demanded their pay, and Major Wong Si's quelling of the mutiny. This was followed by Derek Bluger's demand that Lynn Chalmers write her father for £10,000 ransom. Then came the mysterious message from the new sentry which warned Jungle Jim and Kolo to be prepared for escape. This was followed by the escape of Jungle Jim and Kolo, and the rescue of Lynn Chalmers, and their flight down the jail corridor and into the secret passage under the castle, where they found arms and provisions waiting for them. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. As our story opens today, we find Lin and Kolo in the secret passage far beneath the castle walls, waiting for the return of Jungle Jim, who has left them in an attempt to complete his mission by the capture of Derek Bluger.
But Kolo, Jim doesn't really think he can capture Derek Bluger in his own stronghold.
Yes, he missy.
But it's impossible, Kolo. It's suicide even to try.
Maybe so. Maybe not, Missy Thomas. Tuan Jim, he try. He do.
Well, you surely have supreme confidence in him.
Yes, he, missy.
But, Kolo, what will we do while he's gone?
We wait. He come back.
You mean we're to stay here?
Yes, he, missy.
Why, we'll be caught like rats in a trap.
Tuan Jim, he know best. He say wait. We wait.
Do you know where this passage leads?
Note say passage lead outside camp.
What note?
Note sentry bring.
Well, then let's go down this passage and get out of the camp. We'll be safer there.
No can go.
Why not?
Tuan Jim, he say wait.
But we can't stay here forever.
No stay long time. Just wait for Tuan Jim.
Well, you can wait if you want to, Kolo. But I'm not going to.
Kolo, wait. Missy, wait.
We'll see about that. Oh, put your hands up, Kolo. Now, stand back. This is where I get my own way for once.
Missy Chalmers, put down gun.
Stay where you are. I'm getting out of here. Out in the free air again. Stand back, Kolo.
Give Kolo gun.
No, Kolo, stay where you are.
No hurt, Kolo, Missy.
Then stay back.
Missy, give Kolo gun.
No.
Kolo, take gun, Missy. Now, Missy, we wait for Tuan Jim.
While this scene is taking place far underground below the castle, Jungle Jim stealthily makes his way through the corridors of the castle toward the east wing, where he was told Operative 13 would be holding Derek Bluger.
Well, I've been lucky so far. Wonder what's on the other side of this door. Nobody here. There's a stairway. Now I've got to get up it somehow. Well, here goes.
Jungle Jim's attempt to reach the east wing without being seen was interrupted by the approach of a squad of Purple Triangle soldiers. Jim hides behind the door leading into the main hall until this danger has passed. Then he opens the door again.
Well, here goes for another try. Boy, that stairway looks a mile long. Wow, this is a spot.
Jim finds himself trapped on the stairway. Looking about for a quick place of concealment, he discovers a recess in the stairway wall which frames a piece of ancient Chinese armor. Quickly, he dashes behind this armored figure and crouches silently.
Well, I never expected to be saved by a suit of armor. I wonder what next. Well, here goes. Let's see. The east corridor is down that way. Yeah. And there's a door. Wonder where it leads to.
Halt! Who goes there?
Sprinting at full speed down the east corridor of the castle, Jim hears the command to halt just as he comes opposite a doorway. Like a flash, he enters a darkened room and closes the door after him.
I wonder if that fella saw me.
You see man run?
No see anybody.
Man, he run down this way. Maybe go into this room. Me
no,
look see.
No, him no go in there. Maybe him go down corridor that way.
Me look see here.
No good look see. Him door locked. See?
Me see man run. No understand.
Maybe you not see anybody.
Maybe. I go look see down this way. You see man, you call.
I call quick.
While this conversation between the two sentries is taking place, Jungle Jim, crouched inside the darkened room, is amazed at the attitude of one of the sentries who has, for some mysterious reason, saved him from discovery. After waiting a short time, Jim cautiously opens the door to his hiding place and steps out into the corridor.
Well, they're gone.
Jungle Jim.
Wait, you...
me friend, Jungle Jim. Friend.
Friend.
No time explain. Down this way, quick.
All right, but don't try any tricks. I got you covered.
Now, in here.
You go first. Remember, I've got this gun in your back.
You no trust, friend.
I don't trust anybody in this place.
I work under orders of Operative 13. Maybe you trust now.
Operative 13 seems to be a friend, all right. But I don't even know who he is.
You know soon.
All right. Tell me what else you know.
Derek Bluger in apartment of Operative 13 at end of this corridor.
Okay, sentry. Your story checks with what I've been told. Take me to that apartment.
I take you. But first, tell me what you plan do when you get there.
I haven't planned that far yet. But the first thing I've got to do is to get my hands on Derek Bluger. After I do that, I begin to make plans to get out of here and take him with me.
An Operative 13 already have plans. I tell you now.
Say, who is this Operative 13?
No can tell now. Listen.
Yeah?
You go in apartment.
Uh-huh.
I back you up from hallway. You got gun?
Yeah.
You cover Bluger with it. Then Operative 13 put handcuffs on Bluger. You stay in apartment until I come.
All right. I understand. Now let's get going.
No, not time yet. We wait. 2-3 minutes.
While Jim and the friendly sentry lay their plans as they wait hidden in the room near the apartment of Operative 13, Derek Bluger is making a final appeal to Shanghai Lil to join him in his enterprise.
I see no reason why you hesitate, Lil. Many girls would jump at the opportunity to marry me. I've got money and a future as Emperor of China.
Your conceit amazes me, Derek. How is it possible for you to love me when you lavish so much love on yourself?
Do you think for a minute, Lil, that I'd stand for the way you've treated me if I didn't really love you?
I thought you loved me once, Derek. I trusted you fully. But I know now that you were just using me as a tool.
That's not fair, Lil.
Fair or not, it's the truth. My eyes have been opened. I'm not the same trusting girl you sent to Burawani to pull your chestnuts out of the fire.
That's another thing I can't understand, Lil. Why you failed in that mission.
Maybe I didn't fail, Derek.
But you said...
I said I had given up the plan of the Bat Kingdom.
Well, it's the same thing. That's a confession of failure.
Not exactly.
Another thing, Lil. Since you met this fellow Jungle Jim Bradley, you've been a changed person.
Do you think so, Derek?
I know it. And I know something else, too.
Yes?
I know that you're in love with Jim Bradley. But you're wasting your time there, Lil, because Bradley's in love with the parson's daughter.
That's a lie, Derek.
That's my proof, if I needed any. You are in love with Jungle Jim.
All right, Derek, I'll admit it. I'm not ashamed of it.
That's all I want to know. That statement of yours signed Jungle Jim Bradley's death warrant.
No, no.
Yes, and as a special favor, you will be present at his execution, which will take place at once.
So, that's the way you show your love for me, is it?
It's hard to make you understand, Lil, that I've got the upper hand here. My word is the law of life and death in this camp. I've been easy with you because I loved you. But that's ended now.
So you're showing your true colors at last. You're just a bully. And like old bullies, you're a coward at heart. Derek, you're yellow.
Ah, that's something no one in the world has ever said to me before and lived. You've gone too far this time, Lil.
Not half as far as I can and will go, Derek Bluegill.
Don't forget we're alone in this apartment. There's no one to come to your rescue.
Oh, you think so, do you?
I know it. You've convicted yourself out of your own mouth. You're a traitor to me and the cause, and that means death.
And I suppose, Derek, you are to be my executioner.
It may come to that. I haven't decided yet, but I will before I leave this room.
You'd make a great tragic actor, Derek, if you had more brains.
Have you no fear, Lil?
Why should I fear death? I've looked it in the face many times. Danger isn't a new experience for me.
But you've never been as death at this moment. Listen to me, Lil. You can take your choice. Either be my live friend or my dead enemy. Well, come on, Lil. Speak up. Which do you choose?
It doesn't seem to me to be a very nice question to put to a lady, Derek.
Quit stalling, Lil. What is your decision?
Oh, put that gun away, Derek. You're acting like a schoolboy.
I was never more serious in my life. Either you give up all thought of this jungle gym and swear allegiance to me in the cause of the Purple Triangle, or I'll kill you.
How much time have I got to make up my mind?
I'll give you just 1 minute. If you haven't decided by that time, I'll shoot.
All right, Derek, I don't need your minute. I've decided.
Well?
Before I would obey the orders of an egotistical coward like you, I'd rather be dead.
Why, you...
Just a minute. I've decided. But I want to ask one favor.
Well, speak up.
Call the guard. Have them take me to the courtyard and let me be executed by the firing squad. At least they are men.
Very well, Lil. If that's your decision, it shall be as you desire.
Call your guard, Derek. I'm ready.
Well, Lil, I'm sorry it turned out this way, but you've come to the end of your rope. I've stood enough of your insults. You will face the firing squad. I'll show you who's running things around here.
You mean who was running things around here, Bluger?
Uncle Jim!
Drop that gun, Bluger. Now put up your hands. You've reached the end of your rope, Bluger.
How did you get in here?
Never mind how I got here. Either you leave this room as my prisoner, or you'll stay here dead.
As Jungle Jim finally accomplished his mission and captured Derek Bluger, the adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. You can laugh at the antics of Skippy and chuckle at the comic situations of Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father. The irritating pranks of the Katzenjammer Kids, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. See these interesting characters in your Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.